Hey, what up, fam? This is Keith, aka the Prenup Pops, and welcome to my new audio blog where we talk the real talk about prenuptial fatherhood. I started this joint for my G's to hold it down for the blended fam on a day-to-day basis, and just need a moment, man, to get recharged and encouraged so you can continue to make it do what it do for your fam. So do me this favor, man, subscribe to all my social media so you can stay up and informed on how to take your fatherhood game to that next level, B. Holla. Let me first of all say that I don't ascribe to any cohabitational living as shacking up. I do have to admit, though, in my former days of ministry, I did my share of condemning people who lived together as a couple without being married. So it's fitting that I'm currently living with my fiance and our three kids. I was recently having a discussion with someone I'm close with, and they were inquiring about my marital status. I don't have a problem discussing my current choice of lifestyle, as long as the person I'm speaking with got some damn sense. But what really intrigued me was how the individual praised me for my work I do as a parent, but was less encouraging regarding my relationship with my fiance. I didn't take offense at all, but it led me to think if not being married had any effect on the blending process of our family. I love my step seedlings like they were my own. I'm sure that I have a tendency to go overboard when it comes to protecting them or providing a structured home life. I can't see in any way, shape, or form how being a loving, strong, responsible parenting partner can be disruptive to the blending of our family. However, when it comes to morality and issues of spiritual convictions, then there is some room for debate. I always want to exemplify the type of man the girls would ideally choose for a mate. I have often told my fiance that I think it's appropriate to be married if we're going to be living together, but I've never felt like we undermine our parenting guidance of the kids because we're, unwed. What could be any possible disruption to the kids' development due to me and their moms not being married? As a prenup pops, I always consider the outcome of my efforts when parenting my step siblings. It's important that I don't overlook the moral aspect of my impact on their lives while still embracing the reality of our family. People get divorced. Some parents never marry. That's life. As much as I would never want any of my kids to experience divorce or unplanned pregnancy, I have to consider that the moral construct of this world is extremely diverse. I can't afford to be morally neglectful nor socially ignorant in my parenting. Preparing my step seedlings for adulthood requires that I inform them of the realities of life as it is, not as I ideally would like it to be. It's never easy to be informative about morality when the world we live in is polytheistic and so contradictory at the same time. My fiance and I do all that we can to provide a household that embraces individuality with unconditional love. We don't hide from the kids the fact that our family encompasses different kindred backgrounds. All the kids know they have different dads. Everybody knows that their extended families aren't the same. And we're cool with having Thanksgiving at different households every year. We make it a point to focus on how much more love they are able to experience because of their extensive family tree. I love our family. And whether my fiance and I are married or not, our family is just as valued, special, and acceptable as any non-shacked family. Holla, holla, holla.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Prenup Pops audio blog. If you really dig the blog and want to stay up on the latest and greatest in blended parenting, make sure you subscribe to all my social media. Hey, and I would love to hear from you. Shout me out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Hey, just remember this. Where there's no struggle, there can be no progress. Keep it focused and keep it tight. Holla.